Hello. You're welcome.
Hi, is this Shantice?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, my name is Allison. I'm calling from the home care agency, Family First Care, in regards to Miss Shadira. Is that your daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to touch base with you. So I work as a enrollment specialist for long-term care and supports through welfare with Keystone First Community Health Choices as her Medicaid plan. Was she applying for the waiver program, or are you guys interested in a family member becoming her caregiver?
Interested in a family member becoming her home care, which was going to be me.
Yes. Okay. So do you guys know how to go about that? The program, did you guys begin anything?
No, I don't know anything at all. I was just, yeah.
So I work as a enrollment specialist for that program. It is called the Community Health Choices Waiver Program. There is a department that you go through called, it's a Department of Welfare that deals with long-term care applications called the broker. They will set up a first at-home appointment with her to go over reporting income resources, pick her, or she already has her insurance picked out, but go over insurance coverage, all of that, and then go over next steps of the program. Within this program, not only do you get to have, she'll get an appointment for her home care hours a week that you can work and get paid for it. She also gets access to, if you guys need Meals on Wheels, durable medical equipment, at-home modifications for her, chair in the shower, railings in the home, any emergency response systems, anything like that goes through the waiver program.
Okay.
All right. So did you, I know, let me see who you spoke to. Ms. Shanadel?
Yes.
So she added you guys to my list. Do you want me to text you with contact information for myself on how to begin that first appointment as well?
Yes, ma'am. And okay. Also, if you don't mind me asking, how much is the pay an hour?
So for this program, since it is through welfare and it's considered non-skilled, it'd be in the area of Philadelphia, generally, it's between 14 and 15 an hour for 40 hours a week. Some agencies pay flat rates. Some agencies pay time and a half for anything worked over 40. We pay overtime. So anything worked over 40 hours is time and a half.
Okay.
Just so you know how it works in the playing field and all that.
Okay.
All right. So if you want, I can send you more information on the program, give you that first step on how to call in. I'll send you that number and everything. And if you have any questions, I'll text you on the same number I called. So questions, concerns, text me or call me, okay?
Okay, so the number you're sending me, is this is to someone else to set up an appointment for an in-home appointment?
So I'm going to send you the number for the State Department. It is called the broker. They are going to, you call in, let them know that she's a new applicant, and they will ask her if she wants to apply for the waiver, or you have, she's going to apply for the waiver, say yes. They will end the phone call by scheduling her first in-person appointment. They'll create her case and then schedule that.
Okay.
All right. And then if you have any questions about, if you guys need help calling in, honestly, give me a call and we can do a three-way if you want.
Okay, cool. No problem. Okay.
All right. So I'll send you all that when we hang up. And then again, any questions or concerns, feel free to text me or call me.
Okay. Thank you so much. And your name is again?
Allison.
Allison. Okay. Thank you so much, Allison.
Of course, Ms. Freeman. My pleasure. Take care.
You too. Have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye.